The 1985 Chicago Bears, one of those NFL teams that come along once in a lifetime. With a colorful cast of characters, they shuffled their way to one of the single greatest season achievements of any NFL team. A feat still stands today, but more than 35 years later, there's a dark side to the story. Many team members have struggled with the effects of traumatic brain injuries, including CTE. In part five of our exclusive investigation, News Nation's Rich McHugh spoke with Super Bowl-winning quarterback Jim McMahon, and he opened up about his own battle with a degenerative brain disease and the effects it's had on other team members as well.
Is your name Jim McMahon?
Yes.
He's one of the most legendary QBs to play the game, larger than life on the field and off. Jim McMahon led the Chicago Bears to their first Super Bowl title in 1985.
That was just an epic moment. When you think back to that team, what comes to mind?
We were pretty damn good. People didn't want to play us. We had a lot of fun. We worked our ass off. Now, don't get me wrong. Mike Ditka was not an easy guy to play for.
See that? That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
It paid off. Finishing the season like we did, that was the way to do it.
Back in Chicago for his forthcoming documentary about his life, Mad Mac, the memory of Jim McMahon, he reunited with some of his Bears teammates.
I always love coming back to the city. This town's always treated me great. If you play hard and you win, they'll love you forever. They still talk about that team. They miss the fun that we had. That's what people still talk to me about. Oh, man, you guys look like we were having so much fun. And that Bears team actually brought a lot of excitement back to football.
Super Bowl shuffle.
I'm the pucky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan.
When you showed up to, I think, one of your first press conferences drinking a beer, it was like a different energy in town.
And they made a big stink about it. I'm like, damn, I just took a three-hour flight and an hour car ride. I got a little thirsty.
I enjoy the game itself, and I enjoy, you know, being a fool sometimes. It's just a lot of people are just worried about what everybody else thinks. And I can give a damn what everybody else thinks.
Oh, hey, man.
Nephew of the gods.
How are you doing today?
My body feels as good as it's going to feel after 18 plus surgeries. I went back to Medellin, Colombia 2 years ago, had 275 million stem cells put in my body, so I think that helped me a lot. My head is really the worst of my problems.
In 2012, McMahon was diagnosed with early onset dementia.
I was losing my mind. Started having these bad thoughts and really bad headaches. I'd be laying in a dark room for weeks at a time.
How old were you at the time?
I was probably just over 50. It's not a good feeling. You know, when your brain starts messing with you, you don't know what to do. I've had teammates kill themselves, and I couldn't believe it, you know, how somebody could take their life like that. But after I started having those same thoughts myself, had I had a gun, I wouldn't be here. My head hurt so bad that I just, the only way to get rid of it is just be done, and thank God that didn't happen. But
McMahon says the NFL is to blame.
I think they need to take care of the guys that put their lives on the line for this sport.
How are your teammates doing today?
Well, a lot of these guys are struggling, a lot of my teammates. Steve McMichael in particular, he's one of the biggest, strongest guys to ever play in the NFL, and now he's in a wheelchair, you know, blowing through a tube to get around and can't use his arms or his legs. He's got ALS.
A groundbreaking study at Boston University found CTE, a progressive degenerative brain disease found in people with a history of repeated head trauma, in the brains of 99%, 110 out of 111 brains of former NFL players.
I know I have CTE.
McMahon says he played through at least five concussions.
I mean, the way you played, you went at people. You were not afraid. I mean, you had to know at the time that playing football was going to be harmful to your body. Did you have any idea that it was going to have an effect on your brain?
No. No, nobody ever mentioned the brain. I mean, everybody knows you're going to have bad knees, bad shoulders, but nobody ever mentioned the brain to anybody. You know, the league knew how bad this game is for you. They knew what was going to happen long term to a lot of these guys, and that information wasn't told to us.
McMahon was one of the first to sue the NFL in 2011 for failing to properly treat players for concussions and trying to conceal for decades any links between football and brain injury.
I want to find out what these guys knew and whether or not we're going to be compensated for our problems. And unfortunately, I was flat out denied.
More players filed suit against the NFL. And in 2017, the NFL concussion settlement was finalized to compensate former players who suffer from cognitive issues related to their time in the NFL.
So I've spoken to a number of players in the past 6 months. They've been diagnosed with dementia and they've been awarded and then they've been denied. What, in your opinion, is going on here?
They're trying to hide the fact that they knew about everything. I think one of the conditions of settling the lawsuit was they didn't have to say what they knew. There's no doubt they know what's going on. And they're very powerful people, man. They can make stuff go away.
A lot of former players and current players are afraid to speak out against the NFL. You're clearly not.
I've never had a problem. Why is it they're always right, you know? It's my life too. And I want to find out what the hell is going on with me. And at least now I know. But a lot of these guys do not. And that's still the biggest problem.
And Rich McHugh joins us now with more on this piece. It's alarming, Rich, to hear him talk about how dark the darkest days were. If he'd had a gun, after seeing what his other teammates had done, that says a lot.
I was shocked. Growing up in Chicago, you know, he's an icon here. And woven into the fabric of our lives. And to hear him say that just directly to me was shocking. I mean, I know he's been talking about it a little bit in the years past, but to hear him say it so directly and so clearly, and he's so unafraid to speak out on this issue, it's a breath of fresh air to me as a reporter.
You can tell as well that what's happened to his teammates has had a tremendous impact on him as well.
Certainly. I mean, we spoke a little bit about it, that he's, you know, he was recently at, I believe, this event for Steve McMichael, who has come down with ALS, who's just really a shell of his former self.
Right.
He mentioned Dave Duerson, who famously took his own life. He shot himself in the chest so as to preserve his brain,
right,
so his brain could be studied for research.
Well, Jim said he knows he has CTE. Typically, that's post-mortem when it's diagnosed. How does he know?
Well, there's a lot of doctors now focusing on trying to diagnose CTE in people who are alive. And he believes that his doctors have told him this. But what his doctors have told him is that, you know, because he's had a broken neck at one point in his career, the spinal fluid can't regulate properly and can't come up into his brain and then go down. And so it just sits on his brain. And that's where the CTE comes from. It just sits there and festers and clouds. So every several months, he has to go visit his doctor in New York, and they literally drain the fluid from his brain.
All right, Rich McHugh, it's been a fascinating series. We appreciate it, and it's good to get the update. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.